Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week, we are so excited to be hosting Mikey from Las Iguanas, and he's going to come in and tell us about all of the special offers. I can't wait to hear from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week was a real, real special episode with Carolyn.
Oh my God, I know.
We've got some amazing feedback. But before we get into that, let's start with some shout outs. I can see, Lynn, your list of shout outs this week is huge.
I can't even cope, honestly. So yeah, we wanted to thank you, Beth, Josh. Josh Micklewright opened his new salon, The Palm, The Palm Torquay, over on Vaughan Parade yesterday. So we're excited for him.
Wait.
Oh, congratulations, Josh. Well done, boo-boo. Jen, also known as Holly the Christmas Octopus. We bumped into Ben from the Torquay Comedy Club last night, and also Matt Newberry from the Agatha Christie Festival over at the Palace Theatre for an event that was incredible. And then all this week's pop-ins, they have been so good. Holly and Rosie came over, which is great. I think they're going to start working on offering us some boating lessons. That's cool. And we saw Gemma, who's Cal's sister. She's supervisor at Costero, and she popped in as well with a coffee.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Costero, my first shout out of this week is Tony.
Oh.
Uncle Tony, he's my godfather, and he came down to Torbay last week, and we all went to Costero, had a great night.
Ooh.
You haven't gone to Costero just yet, have you?
No, I've seen it.
You've got to go. It's good. Really, really cozy in there.
Yeah.
And the food's good, but I think for me, it's more about the energy, the vibe. It's kind of busy, lots going on, but at the same time very, very relaxed.
That's nice.
Also, my shout outs, I have Finn and Josh and Mike and Brenda.
Wonderful. You know who I forgot to shout out? I went over to the Ibis this week. I don't know if you saw it on our reels, and I met with Jason Parry, who's a multi-site general manager, and he covers the Mercure and also the Ibis. And he gave me a special tour behind the scenes peek at the gym, the spa. They've got something called a dry spa. Have you ever heard of a dry spa?
I have not. What's a dry spa?
It's basically a spa, but they don't have like a pool and steam and any of the water kind of features that you would expect at a spa. Instead, they have like kind of treatment rooms and a gym. So that's really great for what he's calling, you know, it's basically like a budget hotel. He called it an eco hotel.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, for people that are, you know, they're not at the, you know, they don't want to spend like at the Mercure and they want to just have a fantastic time. The Ibis is for you.
Well, I'm surprised even that they have a spa then in that case.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
I think it's like, I don't know how many stars the hotel has.
It looks great from the outside.
But from the amenities, it's incredible. I don't think the spa is open yet. Like I said, it was like a behind the scenes sneak peek.
Yeah.
And they had some of the rooms dressed. Have you seen, Shawnee was starred in, she was a model on one of the photo shoots. Have you seen that reel?
Yeah, you were showing me.
Yeah. It's so good. Our friend of the pod, Shawnee Schofield, she was like, all tucked up in this bed, and then she like popped out with like a cocktail and everything. It's so good, the marketing and everything that's going on at the Ibis, and everybody cannot wait for that terrace to open. It's such a good position too. When I had my coffee with Jason, we're just looking out over the green and just thinking about like summer's coming.
Yeah, absolutely,
so close. I know.
Well, back onto our headline news, we were talking about Carolyn Custerson. We actually got a quote from her.
Really nice email.
So I'd love to read that out quickly. It says, "What a great time we all had last week. I've had lots of positive feedback from the recording." So thank you, Carolyn, because we had a blast hosting you. It was a great session.
Yeah, a lot of people have mentioned to me that they've listened to the podcast, the whole thing, and they're really, you know, impressed by the plans and how the positioning's changing and leaning into this naturally inspiring. And it just means all great things for the English Riviera.
Yeah, I was definitely inspired with a lot of confidence. And I think that's what podcasting is really good for. I think when you can get behind the mic and talk through your plans, talk through your ideas, talk through those kinds of things, people have a much greater understanding of the bigger picture in that sense. So thank you for coming on, and we hope to see you next year and the year after and the year after.
Yes, yes. I want a January update every year from Carolyn. Yeah, so I got to keep up to date with what's going on. There's so much changing. So yeah, it's great. We've got some other news. I don't know if you've been following on our stories, but we've been Soak Lifestyle, the the shipping containers that used to be down on Abbey Sands. They have been, their journey to kind of rebuild their business has started, and they've been posting on their stories every day what they're doing with the shipping containers and how they've been doing all of like the serving hatches. And there was a really wonderful gratitude post that Laura put out, Sean's partner Laura, where she wrote down all the names of everybody that donated to that GoFundMe that was set up by Sam Weber. And yeah, it was like really powerful. So they've been kindly tagging Torbay Hospitality in on all of their stories so that we can reshare them. And we've just been taking a few a day to just keep everybody updated, but definitely follow Soak Lifestyle and follow along with their journey. Yeah. It's honestly, it's like could be a novel, like a business book almost, because of what they're doing and how they're approaching it.
Yeah, and I love their positive attitude.
Yeah.
You know, as they're kind of fitting in the flooring for this new container, yeah. And it looks like grueling work. Yes.
In the cold.
Yes. And they are just smiling with their little music on, having a great time.
I know.
I'm sure there's some, you know, some hard parts that we're not seeing.
I know.
Seeing everything, but just absolute hats off to you, Sean and Laura.
Yeah, yeah. I think that because they're approaching everything with such a sense of gratitude and such as, you know what I mean, just like being blessed and everything with all of the community that's rallying around them. And yeah, it's an incredible story and one that's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so yeah, hats off.
On to hotel news. The Anchorage Hotel has a £10 cold water dip and dine.
Yeah.
Cold water swim with buffet breakfast.
There you go.
And that's in, if we haven't said it before, in their cold pool. Not
cold
hot,
pool.
In a very cold pool.
I thought that you were going to be in the sea, because cold water dip is in the, but it looks like it's in their pool in the Anchorage Hotel.
I like that, you know?
That's amazing.
Just get everyone in the pool. And that, just to let everyone know, the pool opens at 9 a.m. and breakfast will be from 8 until 10:30.
Nice.
A personal recommendation is going to the water first and then warm up and then eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do it the other way around, sometimes the stomach is not happy with you. So
that's some good advice from someone who knows.
In restaurant news, I got to ask you, Lynn.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for Burns Night?
Yeah, I think it's tonight, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Burns Night?
No, I'm not ready for Burns Night.
Have you ever celebrated Burns Night?
I have, yeah. We used to go to Loch Fyne when we lived in Cambridge and had like the Loch Fyne supper, which was like, whatever, all like seafood. And then we had like a dram of whiskey and then like what's called Scottish tablet. I think it's like fudge that has been left out too long. Sorry, all the Scottish people. That's what it feels like.
When my auntie comes down from Scotland, my parents have like an order of of a box of tablets to bring over. Yeah,
that's
funny. It's delicious. My word.
Yeah. the Cridford Inn is celebrating Burns Night tonight, and it's going to be whiskey focused. 6 premium whiskeys and traditional snacks, all for under £50 a person.
Yep.
So if you've not booked, call them on 01626 853 694 and book your spot.
Yeah. On other restaurant news, the Olive has a great value offer
until
February.
Yes.
Book online, and you do have to book online.
Yeah.
And enter the discount code New Year, all caps, and that means you'll get 20% off your meal.
Wow.
So whatever the meal is, you're going to get 20% off if you use their discount code
booking. You enter the discount code when you book.
When you book.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah,
nice.
I really, really like the idea.
Yeah. Instead of like, you know, when you're on a date or something like that, you have to get out your little coupon and things like that. And it makes
exactly.
It's a bit,
it changes the tone of the night. But when you've already got your 20% off.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I think that's brilliant.
And just to let everyone know, this promotion is also available at their other restaurants. So that's La Petite Maison and the Prince William.
Mm.
And as I said, make sure that you book beforehand, because if you walk in and you say, hey, you guys have this 20% off, that means nothing.
Right.
You need to go online to www.olivebrixham.co.uk and make your booking. And the offer is on until the 29th of February.
Yeah.
So you should probably go check out the Olive pretty soon.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that there was a 29th of February. Oh, it's a leap year.
It is.
I didn't know that. That's brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Do you know what happens on the 29th of February?
I believe that is when, in some cultures, women are encouraged to propose to their partner.
I've heard of that. Yeah, it used to be called Sadie Hawkins in the States. Hawkins dance is when, like, you could, like, as a girl, you could ask a boy out to the dance.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's probably called Sadie Hawkins Day over there, but it's also Leap Day and Leap Year and stuff like that. It's brilliant.
It's a special day.
It is special.
So if you're going to propose, take him to the Olive, get 20% off.
Book in advance online. Brilliant. So yeah, we're going to send out a massive congratulations to Indie Yang. Congrats, Rehan. They have been crowned the Corporate Livewire Global Award winner for Fusion Restaurant of the Year for 23-24. Well done. They are offering a fantastic 2-for-1 offer on all their meals all day, every day until the 4th of March, which is unmissable. I'm going to be there, I think, next week. We've got like a ladies networking thing. But yeah, I can't wait to go out and try their food. So you book online at indieyang.com or call 01803-380-060.
Cool. And the Waddling Duck has moved from Wellswood and is now in the Hamiltons.
That's nice. Hamiltons over in Babbicombe.
Yeah. So congratulations to the owners. This should be great for business and a fresh start. Fresh start.
New
place. And good luck, guys.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I think it's going to... They were all always kind of like tucked away. I think people who use them, you know, like went there regularly always knew about them. But I think they're going to get so much more exposure now.
Yeah.
So that'll be wonderful. And did you see that the hole in the wall... You wouldn't think of the hole in the wall as like a dining experience. But they have a massive dining room.
Mm.
I always think of it as a pub. But yeah, they've got a dinner for two. It includes a bottle of wine for £35.
Wow, and that's really good value.
Really good value. Yeah. Or I think you can get two drinks of your choice, so you don't have to have the bottle of wine, or you can have a kind of like two cocktails or two beers or something like that. Yeah.
That's very good.
£35, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. So Friday is like... maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to look for date spots.
Yeah, Tuba's here.
So I gotta keep my ears open now.
When does she fly in?
She flies in on Friday.
Wow.
Well, tomorrow. Wow. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Oh my gosh.
Tomorrow.
So exciting.
Incredible.
Cal's wife's coming over from Turkey. So yeah, really exciting.
It's very exciting. So she's packing up everything today.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Where are you gonna take her out?
The hole in the wall looks pretty... I don't know. Maybe not the hole in the wall.
There's, be like, darling, we've got a special spot for you. And she's
listen,
thinking,
just
like...
Don't listen to yesterday's episode of the podcast.
The hole... I know. It's going to be like, oh, it's a great value. I know.
No, there's actually some Valentine's special menus that some of them look really, really interesting.
Mm.
Especially the one from... our friend Ash at Curious Kitchen.
Oh, yes, yes.
They look like they have some really, really interesting menu items, which we're going to get to in a second.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
That's where my eyes kind of perked up.
Everybody is pushing the boat out. I know that we had our kind of season break, and then we brought back Carolyn, but the whole time we've been saving all of these Valentine's Day posts. We haven't been ignoring you. We've been seeing them all. We're going to promote them in a second. But I just wanted to say that the Breakwater Bistro over in Brixham, they have two lunches for £24, and that is 7 days a week, so that's definitely worth
there
stopping
too, but that one sounds good.
Yeah, it does. But to say, like, you know what I mean, you take like a coastal walk and then you just nip in for lunch.
Actually,
it's just easy.
Yeah. You know what, nice. You sold it to me within that one sentence. You the absolutely sold it.
The food is great there, and it's always like served like piping hot. It's like really, yeah, it's a nice restaurant.
I feel like, you know, your audience, you need to say the coastal walk and then, oh, okay, yeah,
then pop in. Well, you gotta set the scene.
All right, so let's have a look at those
Valentine's
events. Yes. Mm. So Harbour 16 has a really special menu for the special day. As you step inside, you'll be greeted with a glass of Prosecco.
Ooh.
The menu looks incredible. Starters and desserts are for sharing, of course. And the main options include things like ribeye steaks, cod loin, or my favorite on the menu, wild mushroom and truffle risotto.
I can't believe you aren't going for the ribeye.
Yeah, no, that wild mushroom and truffle risotto, that sounds delicious. I sometimes get a steak and then I feel like... disappointed.
Not at Harbour 16.
I don't know where, it was somewhere in London. I got a steak and I was really looking forward to it. And then I was disappointed. And I just, now if I'm going to go for something meaty, I'll go for a burger.
Yes.
You know, but I don't want to be disappointed.
No.
On the Harbour 16 special menu, you'll have two courses for £45 or three courses for £55. To book, you can email info@harbour16.co.uk. But I'd always recommend giving them a call. And that's 01803 914 669.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you seen that the Redcliffe Hotel over in Paignton?
Yeah.
They have an option for Valentine's Day and they've got a three-course set menu. It's only £35.
Wow.
So yeah, that is good. And you know what's nice about the set menu is they got four options for each course.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've got amazing starters like prawns and like kind of goat's cheese and fritters, and then for mains, again, a ribeye. I'm telling you, ribeye is where it's at. But they've got like seafood options and really nice desserts, including chocolate and peanut butter brownie, which is my favorite.
I've never had chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, what? Ooh. You never had a Reese's?
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, I do like chocolate and peanut butter.
So that is good, yeah. And of course, cheese and biscuits, which is I'm really more of a savory person. But yeah, if I had to choose a pudding, it would have to be the chocolate.
And the glass of Prosecco you're getting with your set menu, I assume.
That'll be part of the menu.
That's great.
Super.
So this one that you're about to talk about now.
Is this your favorite?
This is my favorite. Ash, you sneaky bugger.
Ash Hamilton's our favorite chef, honestly.
So creative.
So, yes.
So creative.
I love that.
Yeah. The Curious Kitchen in Brixham is bringing some really interesting flavors to your Valentine's. Mm. Listen to this.
I'm ready.
Start with a spiced cauliflower fritter. Then taste blackened salmon for mains and finish the night with a rhubarb. I can't even pronounce this.
Frangipan
tart. What's a frangipan tart?
I think it's like an almond. Almond cream.
Okay, I get you.
I think. Sorry, not sure.
That's how my night would go.
Yeah.
And that's probably how my night will go on the 14th.
Are you going to make your booking?
But there's plenty more to choose from in their Valentine's set menu.
Lovely.
Ash.
Yeah. Round of applause. Love it. Yeah, nice. And then if you wanted to be more creative, the Torquay Comedy Club has got you. So they're based in the Imperial Hotel in Torquay, and their Valentine's special is actually on Friday the 9th. So if you wanted to extend Valentine's to like a full weekend and really celebrate, then you can book their book tickets on their site. And so it's torquaycomedyclub.co.uk.
Awesome. Now on to some bar news.
Bar news. Here we go. Right. So have you heard that Mean Girls is coming out? Mean Girls, the film, it's been remade by Tina Fey.
What?
Mean Girls was like a 90s... What?
It's like the, you can't sit here. You can't sit with us.
Yeah, that kind of thing. It's, yeah, like Mean Girls in high school.
Yeah, the girl came from South Africa. I remember that movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The main character came from South Africa. She moved to America. And then there's like a really cliquey group.
Yes.
That kind of accept her, but kind of don't.
Yes. I think that, there's a couple like Mean Girls events going on, but I think one of them is at the at Revolution, a bottomless brunch, £35 and for 2 hours and you fill your belly. So if bottomless brunch is your thing, head over to Revolution. And you got to get your girlfriends together though, because if it's the Mean Girls bottomless brunch, you've got to get dressed up, I think. I think you're trying to get some Barbie vibes going.
Do you know when the Mean Girls is going to be released?
I think it's definitely like this week or next week.
Oh,
it's
crazy,
coming out.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's fun.
Also in bar news, grab your stamps at the Old Market House, Brixham. It's the same idea as Costa. You collect 5 stamps and get your 6th pint or glass of wine for free.
That's incredible because most places you have to buy 9 to get one. So that's like amazing.
You could do that in one night. You could.
Who are you talking about? What are you saying? Who's asking? So that, yeah, the old market house in Brixham also is, isn't that a Saint, is that a Saint Austell's
yeah,
pub?
Yeah, that's Saint Austell's. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, proper job. That's what we need in our lives.
I'm not 100% sure on this, but I do believe that it's a Saint Austell's promotion. So you could go to any Saint Austell's property.
Oh, well, that's Harbour Light.
With your stamp book. but don't quote me on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it might be at Harbour Light too. I don't know. Yeah, have I seen that on social? I'm not sure. So yeah, that would be really good. I love, Saint Austell's beers are incredible. And, you know, I love a pint. So there it is. I said it. And the Railway Inn is hosting pub quiz nights, and they're the first Tuesday of every month. And where is the Railway Inn? Is that the one
that's
over
in Paignton?
Is it Paignton?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. So, have you been to any pub quizzes lately?
Not lately. Not lately. My parents are quite into it.
Well, are they?
They're not going every weekend, but... or every week, but when they do go, they really, really enjoy themselves.
I know. Whenever we go to a pub quiz, and we, you know what I mean? I don't consider myself to be that dumb, but yeah, actually, if anybody needs a ringer, I know every American, like president, the state capitals, I'm like USA all the way. If you need to bring somebody onto your pub quiz team, just shout. But yeah, we always get hung up, my son and I go, and we always get hung up on football questions because we don't know soccer.
Yeah. No, that's where my dad steps. And he's got the sports knowledge.
Does he? Yeah, the sports always just like confuzzles us, but never mind.
Actually, the last time they went with some of Gemma's friends' parents. And I think his name's Coz. Yeah, his name is Coz.
Yeah.
Apparently he was a whiz. He was just...
He knew every answer.
Just knew everything straight away. Bam, bam, bam.
I know. I love music. The music round, like sounds of the 60s and 70s, I'm all over that.
Yeah.
And of course, America.
Okay, now it's time for Boathouse Watch. Still for sale. Message us for the brochure.
Great. Are they going to miss another summer? Looks that way. Oh, God, the poor boathouse. Honestly, I'm ready to just like set up a tent or something and start flogging pines. If anybody, Peter Salmon at Bay's Brewery, if you're up for that, let me know. Let's do it. So last night we were over at 21, speaking of bar news, and I went to this event. It was a property development forum. Anyway, I bumped into our insurance agent, Simon.
Oh, Simon, how's he doing?
Yeah, really good, really good. Well, his Range Rover's bigger than my flat.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
He's on a roll, apparently. So yeah, what was nice to bump into him. I said, well, and then we caught up about Christmas and New Year's and things like that. But I've changed all of my insurance for our own business here. So now we're like fully protected. It's like fire, theft, cyber insurance, hackers, you name it. So yeah, it's been really good.
You said the process was really smooth.
Oh, you know, it was so nice. He popped in. We had a coffee. He just listened. He's like, right, what about this? What about that? What about that? Just asking me questions, jotted everything down and came up with something like a package of insurance, a great price, and I can pay every month.
That's perfect.
Which is really good. And it's good for my business in terms of cash flow. So it's just so I know like what's outgoing every month. It's really given me peace of mind to know that like everything's covered. It's really good.
So it's nice to just like, the person that you're doing your insurance from, it's nice to know that there's a person there you can speak to.
Yeah, exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
I've had some issues with insurance before, and when there is an issue...
You just have to call this 033 number or whatever,
you're kind of being thrown around from this person to that person to this person. It's nice to know that if there's an issue, you've got someone who has your back. Maybe you're going to have to deal with some other third parties, like the actual insurance company that you're insured with. But Simon, I would fully trust that he's going to be next to you if you need him.
For
those calls.
Definitely. You know? Yeah, and it was so fast too. So yeah, I think we met in the morning, and by 3 p.m. that quotation and everything that I needed was all in my inbox. I agreed it, and then the certificates were sent the same day. So it was just like painless.
Yeah.
So that was really good. And it's just nice to just bump into, you know what I mean? Just bump into your insurance agent, and it's always like big smile and it's really happy. And yeah, it's just like a good relationship. So yeah, definitely worth a call.
I really, really love the fact that our sponsor for the Torbay Hospitality is also our insurer.
Yeah, you know? Of course. You've got to believe in the people that you work with. 100%, so yeah, 100%. It's a great relationship. So follow them on Instagram. It's Concilio Torbay and Teignbridge, and that's Concilio.
With a K.
Hey. So let's get over to attractions news. Tor Abbey has been starting, well, they've been talking about restarting their bookable weekend tours, and they want to offer a different tour each weekend of the month to let those people who visit have like a guided experience on the scaffolding.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, it is good. So they can take you around the art collection, like behind the scenes, the restoration project. You could go up to the clock tower, or maybe even go onto the roof. That's what I want to do.
That's really cool. Also, what I like about Tor Abbey is everyone I spoke to there seems to know the history. I think that's what they talk about in their, you know, in their tea time and their lunch breaks, because everyone there is just so knowledgeable. I'm sure if you're with a tour guide or just asking the person in the gift shop about the history of the place, everyone's going to have their own little nuggets of knowledge to share with you, which is really cool.
It's funny because Graham, I can see this is Graham Kerr. It's English Riviera Walking Tours, but we now all know it's Graham. Hi, Graham. He wants a sneaky peek behind the scenes to rooms that visitors never get a chance to experience.
Oh, that's cool,
So that would be really good. Not just like, like behind the scenes, but like almost like secrets. The Tor Abbey Secrets Tour. I would love that. That's so cool. That's brilliant. And so, talking about attractions, you know, Jet Set Go.
I do.
That you were out on the jet ski with Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn Heal. Absolute blast.
He popped in the other week, and I didn't realize, did you know that he also does graphic design?
I remember him talking about working for a marketing company.
Yeah, it's like in his previous life. Yeah,
in his younger days.
That's funny. So yeah, he's got a business called One Man Brand.
Ooh.
And you can check out the logo design business. It's on Facebook, and we just brought up like a couple of the images now, and they're really great. He did a post kind of at the beginning of the year, like new year, new look, and he did the logo for Torquay Water Sports, obviously for Jet Set Go, his own company, Devon Safaris, and some other businesses too. But yeah, the logos look amazing. He's really talented.
I don't know who this Hangry company is, but he's selling me with the logo. I love Hangry.
That's funny. So yeah, if you get a chance, go onto Facebook and type in One Man Brand, and it's really cool. He's got kind of like a silhouette, like a James Bond thing, but we know, Glenn, that you're always in a wetsuit. So definitely check them out. So right, you want to turn over to events?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Right. On the 26th of January, which is tomorrow, the Washing Machine of Destiny is at the Princess Theatre. And so that's presented by Living Room Theatre, and it's a comic. And it's a powerful play and full of bonkers ideas, and it has a musical soundtrack to it. That's 7:30 p.m. till 9. And there's a cabaret evening at the Hideaway on Torwood Street. Lots of entertainment, including a Cornish comedian, the Cornish Comedian of the Year in 2023, live vocals, and a disco. And that starts at 8.
Fun.
On
Saturday, we have 7 Drunken Nights at the Princess Theatre. And that's direct from the West End.
Wow.
Having sold out on venues worldwide, 7 Drunken Nights. The story...
Yeah, go on.
The story of the Dubliners.
I don't get it.
So I think the theatre performance is telling the story of the Dubliners.
I don't know what the Dubliners are.
People from Dublin.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. That's why it's called 7 Drunken Nights.
Maybe skip me for the pub quiz. I might not be a ringer after all. I don't know. Here's one for the diary for you, right? We just got notification. Sandridge Barton, the winery, is hosting a masterclass takeover at the Wine Box in Torquay on the 15th of March at 6:30. So get on to the Wine Box Facebook, and it'll be listed in their event. So definitely want to book on for that.
Yeah, very cool. And now let's have a look at the jobs board. So we have a bunch of jobs available at the moment.
Yeah.
You want to start us off, Lynn?
Yeah, the offshore has multiple roles available. The Kingfisher Brixham is hiring a business development manager. The Church House Inn in Malden is hiring an assistant manager. And the Meadfoot Beach Cafe is hiring a barista. That would be vibes.
Yeah. Liberty in Brixham is looking for a bartender.
Ooh,
the Waterside Bistro in Totnes is actually looking for a deputy manager.
Mm.
Islington Country House Hotel and Spa is looking for a sous chef, and it's worth noting here that they are a 2AA Rosette restaurant, and the job is paying around 30K. So if you're looking to step up in your career as a chef, I would go check that out.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? The Waterside Bistro is amazing. Have you ever gone there for lunch?
I have, yeah.
Well, lunch or dinner.
Yeah, no, I have. Me and Jim went there.
Beautiful. Yeah, they got a really great mussels dish, and it's a really nice just atmosphere there.
I like their burgers. They have great burgers.
I've never had their burgers. Yeah, I always go for the really seafood. Good.
The chips as well that they have with the burgers are really nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, that's wonderful. We'll turn over to the live music calendar. The Red Cups, who, of course, play rock covers and party music, they are at the Ferry Boat Inn in Sheldon. Right, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm off. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday. That is going to rock Sheldon.
Yeah,
Sheldon may never recover once the Red Cups come to town. And the Vinyl Avengers are DJs, and they're going to play at the Devon Arms in Torquay from 8:30 p.m. And those are both on Friday.
Yeah, on Saturday we have the Torbay Hospitality.
Like a sponsor band a sponsor or something.
Band, but no. don't pay their sponsorship bills.
No, no. I know. We mention them every week, but I absolutely love Schofield.
Schofield at Griffin Bar in Torquay, and that's from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. And then we also have playing at the Globe Inn in Buckfastleigh, Old School Rocks, which is a rock pop duo, and that's from 8:30 until 11 p.m. Have you ever been to Buckfastleigh?
I have, but it wasn't my choice.
Ah, okay. Okay.
It was an involuntary trip to Buckfastleigh.
We'll cut that one there. No worries.
That'll be off mic. I know. Do you know we saw Schofield at Cantina on New Year's Eve? They were playing, it was like New Year's Eve day. It was a Sunday. And we went there for I wanted to go for Sunday lunch. But we ended up having pizza. But we had so much fun. You don't realize how many funk songs. It's like funk, disco, pop. It was all like 70s. And honestly, the vibes. The place was absolutely jumping.
I think we should have like a Torbay Hospitality live music Schofield event.
Yeah, we should. Call us if anybody from over at Cantina. We'll have them over at Cantina. Queenie and Kate, great. Call us.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So Sunday, we've got Ashley Human. Human?
Spelled H-U-E-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Human.
Human. Ashley Human is flying in from Thailand on his European tour. So if you've never heard of Ashley Human, you need to go onto the Harry Barista's Instagram. And it's about experiencing the ceremonial cacao, which is like fancy hot chocolate, and ecstatic dance. And that sounds wild in Totnes at the Harry Barista. So check out their Instagram. And it's just going to be something so different.
Yeah, I think they might be booked out already.
Oh no.
But you want to go check. Just yes. Go on to the Harry Barista, their Instagram profile. Click the link in their bio to check if they've booked out, because this one's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. You know, they've done something really interesting there. You know, people think, oh, barista coffee, and so that's like morning and afternoon. But it really is this adama, this evening. They like change over to almost like a different, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
almost like a different restaurant.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah, it's that like everything just like changes. The lighting changes, the mood changes, and they do these incredible like forest sounds, like heart sounds, and like musical things. And the place is absolutely packed with people enjoying ceremonial cacao
and ecstatic dance
and mushroom coffees.
Oh yeah.
It just sounds like fun.
I told you this, but I tried the mushroom coffee without the coffee, and it was just like a mushroom soup.
Yeah. All you need there and some veggies. Add some leek, some truffle.
Some potato in there.
Pour it over your risotto. Who knows? Right. We've got a weather outlook for the weekend.
I see the word sunny there somewhere. The word sunny exists.
It's tomorrow. For Tuba's welcome. The sun came out for Tuba.
Partly sunny.
Yeah.
But still sunny. 10 degrees and partly sunny. Saturday we're gonna have 10 degrees and a nice beautiful cozy day in.
Nice.
When it's cloudy.
Wonderful.
And Sunday is also 12 degrees and cloudy.
Wonderful. So right, let's head over to the interview with Mikey Ware, general manager of Las Iguanas. Let's have a listen. And And here we are with Mikey Ware, holding general manager at Las Iguanas, and his colleague, Josh Dodd, deputy manager at Las Iguanas. Welcome, fellas.
Hey, guys.
Amazing. Thanks for having us.
Massive, massive thank you to you guys for the incredible lunch we just had.
I know. Oh my God, stop it. If this podcast goes out a few minutes late, this is why, honestly, these guys brought us a feast. I couldn't believe literally. It. What did you bring us? Can you remember the order that you put into the kitchen? They must have been like, guys...
There's no one in the restaurant. They thought we're hungry.
What did you bring?
We're taking this away, yeah, honestly.
Listen, guys, it's just a quick lunch. Just
I know, they brought in enough food for like an army. So yeah, you brought in, I saw some enchiladas or burritos.
And yes, we brought you the beef burrito and the chicken burrito. Also
some cauliflower bites.
Ooh, and there, and there was like a breaded chicken with like a sauce on it.
That's our Brazilian fried chicken, great seller. Yeah, amazingly tasteful. Whoa, wow.
Yeah, I know, it's good. The calamari bits were my favorite there. Yeah. I was just munching on those with the.
They are good.
Was that mayonnaise that you guys brought?
Yeah, it's like a little.
It's
sauce.
An aioli, so it's garlic mayonnaise. Great seller again.
That's so
tasteful.
So grateful, guys. Thank you very much.
Incredible. Yeah. What an amazing lunch, because we hadn't had lunch.
No,
we didn't. I was just like, oh my God. And all these bags come in. You're going to have to check out our reels because we filmed it.
So, and we also bought you some booze as well.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We weren't going to tell them about that.
We were going to keep that hush hush.
Yeah, we don't talk about the booze, honestly. I'm just having some right now and I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to just call it shashasha. What's it called?
It's called cachaça.
Yeah, cachaça. Easy for you to say.
Cachaça de ambulance.
That is the one.
That's actually
straight from Brazil.
See, I can't pronounce it. That's why I always go, Josh. Come on.
I feel like you can just say anything in a fancy way with confidence. People are going to be like, oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, it is cachaça. I can see it now that I've seen it like written out. So yeah, it's going to be a challenge for my keyboard. So tell us about this alcohol that you brought us.
So it's a blend of tequila and rum. It's made in copper stills over in Brazil itself, made by our own farmers.
Wow.
It's such a great taste, very smooth, as you tried earlier.
Yeah.
Your very little bit that you had.
Yeah. No, it was good. Really, really tasty. Went down really smoothly. Is this your only alcohol product, or do you guys have a range?
So basically, this is our only one that we supply for from our farmers.
Yeah.
But we have our own farmers there in Rio. It's a family-run business. We've been doing it for how many years now? I think it's like 10 years they've had their own farmers.
Wow.
So we take over the staff to run to Rio, and they get to meet all like the farmers as well.
I'm curious, guys, how long has Las Iguanas been around for?
Oh, see, this is for Josh.
Do you have all the info?
I started in Bristol in 1991.
Okay. Yeah.
And right now we've got 57 outlets all over the UK.
Okay, wow, that's huge.
Ranging from down in Plymouth all the way up into Scotland.
Okay, I've been in the one in Bristol. I didn't realise that was the original one.
There's a couple in Bristol.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they've got on Mermaid Quay.
Yeah.
And that's Cardiff.
That's Cardiff.
See, you can tell I'm not good. I got lost on the train yesterday again.
We've got Bristol Harbourside.
That's the one I've been to.
I don't think that's the original.
Oh, okay.
But that store's going great.
Yeah, no, so, I remember we used to go there quite a bit when I was at uni there. No, really nice, guys. So you were telling us a second ago about the staff... Is it a race to Rio?
Yeah, it's a big
branded.
Yeah,
I love
so
that.
They call it a race to Rio. So, cool. What it is, we have an incentive with all of the staff that work for us at Las Iguanas throughout all of the sites, and through incentives that run throughout the month, then you get the chance to be handpicked, and we pay for all expenses to go to Rio.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so 12 people. Get handpicked and go
have a good time.
On a plane.
Meet the farmers, see the sights.
Exactly.
Have a great time. Have a booze up.
And that's so awesome.
I know. And you're there with like the higher staff as well, like all the management.
Yeah.
And you know, all the big wigs.
Mm. Do you actually go to Rio though? Like, is that part of it? Oh my God.
They do a whole,
how much fun.
A whole holiday for them.
So cool. Is it always in the same time of year?
I think it differs.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's
this year they're going in March because
so it's next month.
Okay, cool. So, really cool.
We've got a little internal platform within the business called Forth.
Yeah.
They post, it's like a big community. All the staff are linked to this.
Oh, like an internal communications platform.
Post pictures.
Yeah.
As I said to you about them signing the bottles.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then that just making it
fun.
Done. Yeah. It's about bringing everyone together.
Yeah.
Making that.
We're a family, and that's what we want to like bring.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love
The Last One is family.
It's really good.
Getting everyone together, great incentives.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it more worthwhile working for a company when you feel appreciated.
So much. Gotcha. So much.
You've been doing a lot on social media lately. I've seen a lot of kind of like your offers, and I just wanted to see like who's taking that over.
That's is that me. You? That's
Yeah.
So just put it out there. Before I started at Las Guanas, I had not posted anything on Instagram before, ever.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Double
applause
there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Doing really well.
So basically, I'm starting all these reels. Now I'm thinking I'm this content creator.
Yeah.
I'm straight. I know. Yeah. I'm literally like every day, I'm like, oh, I can post that. I can take a picture of that. Taking little videos of the staff sneakily.
No. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
No, we love to see it. We love to see it because it's just like it's an energy, you know?
Yes.
It's getting things out there, and you, I mean, you're saying you're new to Instagram, but you seem to know what you're doing because you're tagging the right people.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
No, you're doing really good. You're definitely tagging the right people because you're showing up on our stories and we're sharing them out. So
thank you for doing that.
Yeah, amazing. Of course. If you've got a special offer at your restaurant or hotel or any hospitality business, make sure that you tag us in. That's how we're putting out Sean and Laura's stories, and that's how we're putting out the stories about Las Iguanas offshore. Mm-hmm. It's because they tag us and we can reshare it. That's all you need to do. It's really easy.
So
you're known, I think, for your bottomless brunches, but you're kind of I'm not seeing a lot of bottomless brunch like on your feed.
Well,
so it's more to it.
We're known for our bottomless brunch. We do bottomless brunch. Everyone knows you can come every Saturday, have a fun time, bring the vibe. But we're all about the food as well, and that's why we wanted to bring in the food earlier.
It was definitely worth it. Oh my god.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so we have some great offers as well throughout January. We've been doing £4 burritos, chicken and vegetable burritos.
Sorry, you kind of scraped over £4 burritos.
I know.
Because
£4, just £4. Exactly.
That's incredible.
Honestly, the burrito like weighs £4. That thing is a behemoth.
It's
really
pound,
good
pound
value.
For a pound.
Because isn't it normally like, you know, like a tenner or something?
It's $14.75 usually.
Really?
Yeah. Incredible. So you've taken £10 off.
Exactly. Yeah. Just because we know January's hard.
Yeah.
We just want to showcase the great food that we've got. Yeah. We know that people don't have a lot of money in January, so come and enjoy it.
I love that because the reason I'd go to Subway is because I'm looking for something that's...
How dare you?
That's not too...
Don't look at me like that saying you go to Subway.
We're only 2 minutes up the road.
Well, now I know about your £4 burritos, things are about to change. Yeah, no, I'm looking for something that's filling that I can have for lunch, but not feel like weighed down afterwards.
Yeah.
A big Subway sandwich, that to me is the thing that clicks as I'm walking down.
Easy.
But a burrito absolutely hits the same spot.
Yeah. And you can get to go... And you can eat in. It's exactly the same burrito as I say that you would pay usually $14.75 for.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
I was going to say, like, value wise, that I'd rather have half a burrito than a Subway, to be honest.
Yeah.
So to get a whole burrito, I'm going to have half when I get home later.
And those flavors,
that's incredible.
As well.
And they're so tasty.
So good, guys. So good.
It's so tasty. Yeah, and I think it's definitely a good value because I think I had was it a steak one or a pork one? It was definitely like a dark meat one.
We do chicken, beef, and veggie. Today we brought in the chicken and the chicken and the veggie.
The beef.
Oh, did we?
It was definitely beef.
Oh, we did beef in the beef.
It was so
is
good.
Is that beef?
No, it had...
So it was the beef.
Yeah, it had like beef. A cabbage and like onion and it had rice and and it was just so tasty. Yeah, delicious. I couldn't stop eating it. I'm like, everybody else keep talking, I'm eating.
Keep going.
I was hoping somebody else was going to carry on the conversation. So that's good. So if you're having like a date night and let's take a look at some of the menus here. We've got a couple different ones here. What would be good for a date night? tonight on the main Las Iguanas menu, or would you think?
Okay, so
what would you have?
Obviously, we've got Valentine's Day coming up.
Okay,
yes, we do. Yes,
go
we do.
Let's get involved.
Right now, I'm at the Curious Kitchen. Let's try and persuade me out of that one.
Yeah.
We have a great menu coming up for you. So you can go for two courses for £22.50 or three courses for £27.50.
I think that's absolute the lowest steal. Price I've absolute seen bomb. At all. Yeah.
And that includes a drink.
Come what? On.
Yes.
What? Could you get a cocktail or just like a wine or beer?
It comes with a glass of... with a cachaça. So we make that into our cups, or you can get a bottle of Corona or some pink bubbles.
Ooh,
so pink bubbles a little bit of a taster for when you arrive.
So what would you have on here? So let's have a look. Right, on arrival. Oh, yes, the cachaça. So for starters. Oh, is that what we had? The popcorn squid?
Yeah, that's the one you had.
Oh, my gosh. That was good. I think that would be my starter. Mm-hmm. And then for mains, yeah, they've got enchiladas, but I think I would get the fajita, marinated steak strip fajitas. I love it.
Have you ever had the fajitas at Las Iguanas?
Never. Are they like sizzling in everything?
It's good. It's good.
They sizzle on your table.
We posted it yesterday, just the sizzle when it comes out, and it's just like little crackle.
Yeah.
And then you're looking down and you're like, you've got your tortillas and then you've got your dip.
It's a flavor that smells
for you. I'm so glad you ate before this, because you would just be able to hear my belly
before you even taste it, and just the theater of it, everyone's just like, they love it.
So it's gonna have to be fajitas. And then for pudding, we were saying like chocolate is like a good dessert, but the dulce de leche, what is that?
Dulce de leche,
it's like a caramel sauce,
like it's like sugary coconut panna cotta.
I was just about to point that one out. That one was incredible.
That's my menu, right? So all I need is a date. Just inquire, contact at Torbay Hospitality. UK. We're now taking applications.
Holly, if your granddad's available, let us know.
Holly's granddad never gets a break. Wow. Honestly, he's got women chasing him all over the place. Though she did romanticize him, is that he was shorts and he had like a knife between his teeth and he was like diving for like murder weapons. It was just crazy.
Yeah, he was fixing boats whilst he's on like trips around the world or some stuff.
Yeah, she really did romanticize him. It's Holly's fault. Never mind. So yeah, so what are you thinking? Would you choose the same as me?
Okay, so for me, it would have to be
you're going to get the squid.
Popcorn squid. 100%. Yes. Yeah, you felt that one. Then I would go for the...
Decisions.
Too much cheese.
Also the fajitas.
Too much flavor. Fajitas.
You're not going to mix it up and try a bit of both?
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess if you ordered one and then your partner ordered the other, you'd share it.
Valentine's Day, I guess. That's a little bit different. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of sharing my plate. You know?
That is funny. Yeah, you know what I really liked about the squid is that, like, yeah, it didn't go like curly. It wasn't tough, even though you had to bring it all the way over from Las Iguanas to our office.
And we got
lost.
It was
like so tender. I know that we had to pick you up at Viva. What we did to it at Viva? Callum was like running down the road, Mikey.
I saw you guys with the bags. I was like,
who are these guys?
Is that food? Is that possibly food?
No, that's brilliant. Yeah, that's great. And so you've got some other events coming up, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you have, is this anything that we need to put in the diary?
Okay, so drag indeed. Brunch. Because obviously we're known for our brunches, but we want to step it up a bit.
Yeah.
So we're going themed brunches. Yeah. So we've got...
I was like, yes, queen.
I'm lying.
I love it.
So our first one is on Saturday the 3rd of February from 2 till 4. We're doing drag brunches. Basically, we've got some great drag artists coming in.
Beautiful.
They're bringing the vibe.
Yeah.
Roberta Calamari.
Wow, so good. So good.
Very well known in Exeter.
Yeah.
So she's coming down with Cleo, and they're going to be bringing the vibe.
That's going to be sick. So good. So
what time do we need to get there for?
Yeah, so it's from 2 till 4, but you can, if you're only like planning to like do the brunch for... you can do like from 3 till 5. Yeah. So you can you can overlap it.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
So you don't have to stick till 2 till 4.
And just remind me of the date.
Saturday, 3rd of February.
Saturday, the 3rd of February.
Ooh, that's coming up.
Yeah. It's pre-Valentine's. It's only
a couple of weeks away. Yeah. There's going to be singing, dancing. Yeah, we've done it a couple of sites before in Plymouth.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was it wild?
Free wine, cocktails, spirits.
Yes.
So good.
And it also is the same night that Queens is on at the Princess Theatre.
So,
what a better night to do it.
So there's got to be drag queens all on the seafront.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
So good.
What is the show at the Princess on the 3rd?
Yeah, it's Queen. So it's a drag show. I don't know a lot about it, so don't quote me on it.
No.
But yeah, it's a drag show that I think they're just like doing a fun event there.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Great. So you could do like dinner and a show almost.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
I've got to let Jem know about this because she actually did her final year project at uni on drag culture.
No way.
Yeah, she produced a magazine at the end. It was actually really, really interesting. I mean, she kind of interviewed quite a few of them, of the performers, and really interesting stories, crazy, crazy lives.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
And that's what they, you know, it's just like letting go.
About to have a good time.
Yeah.
Have a drink, meet your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, me and Jem will be there.
Right. Oh, that's cool. No, I love that you bring the party and you bring the vibe, but I do get, though, that I have a sense that it really is going to be like more food forward. Hang on, what is this? Something just flew across the table. What are these?
And we also want to give away some free tickets as well.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay, we'll have to come up with a competition.
Yes.
Oh, Callum, you're creative. You can figure that one out. I just wanted to know more about the food offering. So do you have any like new menus or anything? It's like kind of for a spring or summer? Are you going to do seasonal?
We also do this great lunch offer as well.
Okay.
So we've got a lunch lunchtime menu that basically you can get a main and a drink for $9.95.
Incredible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. So, I see triple tacos on there.
Exactly. Have a look through that.
Oh, my God. Yes, triple tacos. That's me. I'm all about that.
You can also upgrade your drinks on there for just a couple of quid.
And this is every day of the week from Bayesian 12
curry
to 5.
Bowls. So is this so Bayesian good, curry bowls?
It's called Bahian.
Bahian.
Yeah.
So it's one of our... Bahian?
Is that like Baja Peninsula?
A Brazilian curry.
Brazilian.
Yeah, so...
Coconut curry.
So you're not thinking mad on spice.
No, it is
one of our lower spice curries.
Oh, I'm curious, guys. If there's someone who's come to Las Iguanas, let's say 2, 3, 4 years ago, they had a good time, but... You know, they're busy and they've got other restaurants they want to check out and they haven't been for a while.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Yeah. So
that's what I want to know.
What's the dish that you would recommend they try? Something that they wouldn't have tried 3 or 4 years ago.
I think we've all got our favorite dishes. Mine being the Bahian curry for one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
So much flavor in it. It's a good sized portion. Yeah, it's amazing. Just the flavors.
So with me, I enjoy spice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I lived in the Cayman.
I never would have guessed.
I lived in the Cayman Islands for 9 years. And I love a bit of spice.
No,
so we've got the Pola con Carao curry. Did I say that correct? Still new to all of it.
And that's on the celebration menu.
We just call it a Karuru just for ease on our guests.
Yeah.
The Karuru curry. And this is, it's more spicier curry.
Yeah.
You can get in chicken. It's delicious.
Mm.
I recommend it.
Well, that sounds good. I never would have thought of Las Iguanas for curry. But it looks like you're like expanding your menu and like experimenting.
Yeah,
with
a lot of the
flavors.
Menu as well. You've really taken the vegan side of it.
Yes.
Vegetarian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've gone absolutely massive. Like nearly, I'd say probably 40% of our menu can be changed to vegan, vegetarian. Really catering for everyone.
Mm.
That's great. Yeah.
We've got quite a wide children's menu as well.
Yeah. No, it is. I think it is difficult for some people who are vegan when they go out with their friends and, you know, everywhere has the vegan option, but it's like the vegan option. Yeah. They don't get a choice.
Like one.
I tried being vegan. And then I tried it a couple of years ago.
I don't believe you. Going in for more shakaza.
When I say I tried being vegan, I think I did veganery for like 2 weeks of January. So.
Oh, yeah. I was on dry January until about 10 minutes ago.
Blame us, why don't you?
I know, right? But yeah, you weren't always at Las Iguanas, were you, Mikey?
No.
Where were you? You started out, I think you were a couple doors down.
I was. So I was at Bistro Pierre.
How long?
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so 5 years. I came back from the Cayman Islands 5 years ago. I keep saying, yeah, the Cayman Islands. Yeah. I keep dropping that.
You're still there. You're still there.
Do you know anybody from the Cayman Islands?
Still, yeah. Yes. I've got many friends still there.
Okay. Yeah, any always, of them single all... fellas?
I always said I'd go
with
back.
With the beach pods.
Beach pod and like a big bank account.
That's
what I need.
Beach pods and bank accounts.
Nice.
Sorry, I cut across you. So you were talking about your journey back from the islands.
Yeah, so I started at Bistro Pierre when I came back. And then I started at Las Iguanas in the beginning of October.
What for you has been like the differences in the two restaurants? What surprises you at Las Iguanas?
The vibes.
The vibe.
Okay.
We're all about the party.
That's nice.
That's it.
Oh my God. And it sounds like a great place to work.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, that's what we want. We're looking to hire as well towards the end of February and obviously for the summer months.
Yeah.
So that's what we stand for. We're about having fun.
And I think when you have that culture, you attract people who want that culture. And definitely. People who want that culture are going to build that culture.
Yes. Definitely.
You know, that's great.
Yeah. Like, as I keep saying, we are a family. And we're a great family and we're a fun family. So
the funnest family.
We spend time together after work. We go for beers.
That's nice.
Not too many beers. What are you on about?
Where does the Las Iguanas gang hang out in Torbay?
Different places. I like going for a nice cocktail Elton's after work, maybe.
Yes, okay.
Or you may find me closing down Soho. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah. That's been there. I thought you looked familiar.
I like the added detail of closing down Soho.
Because they close really early, okay?
That tells me something.
When they close at 2:30, join us just when we restart.
Oh, that's brilliant. How about you, Josh? Where do you like to spend your spare time?
I've got a little family.
Oh, okay.
Little family, but again, I do like enjoying. You only live once, so I like to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And go out with the boys and again with Mikey and the crew.
Yeah. I've never been there. Have a good time, really.
So, I've got sort of two lives, really. I've got my family time, I've got my party time.
It's a nice balance. Yeah,
definitely.
That's good.
And it's nice that work can kind of coexist with both those both those identities, right?
100%. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, that is definitely how it is.
I heard there were some stories over at Pierre's, Pierre Bistro. Do you have anything crazy that happened over there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then you can spill the tea.
It's a very nice place to work.
I was saying off mic that my son used to work there, and he worked there a few years ago, and he's like, oh, I remember Chris. So do you want to give a shout out to Chris?
Chris, miss you.
Oh.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. So, I feel like there's an untold story there.
Can we get into the hard stuff, please?
We had a great Christmas party. It was all good.
So I was saying there was...
Everyone was sober. We all had a nice overnight.
He knows exactly what it's about, doesn't he?
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to learn more than I need to know about my own kid. But I said off mic that something happened there at the Christmas party that I was going to reveal on air. You ready?
I'm very ready.
Oh, now I feel like I've built it up too much.
No, so really wouldn't know that. Is it about me?
No, it isn't.
Oh, say it then.
Somebody from the team had they had a litter of kittens, and Chris took one of the kittens home.
Oh,
and we still have the kitten. Do you remember
that
who that is?
Cute.
The kitten thief.
They named him Fox.
You were sweating bullets, but now you're chilled out.
Okay,
it's a kitten story. No. It's good.
Mikey looks like he needs a drink.
I know. I was like, pass him that bottle.
Get him a drink. So that was it. No,
so
Chris
that
brought
was
him
Tom.
A kitten.
Yeah, that's Tom. And he worked for us at Las Iguanas on the bar.
Never. So,
he's come to Las Iguanas. He's left now, though. So
That's sweet.
Las Iguanas, for me, in my mind, the main attraction, whenever we go there, we're going there for the 2-for-1 cocktails.
Of course.
Definitely. I'm curious, how long does it take someone to learn how to make all those cocktails?
We have how many cocktails? 80 cocktails?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't take how long does that, at all.
No?
And to even make them, we got some cocktails, it takes you 12 seconds.
But I'm saying,
To learn the spec for
I mean, or do you just have like a cheat sheet whilst you're making it?
We have a cheat sheet, okay. But obviously for speed, we obviously encourage all of the bartenders to learn them. Yeah. And if you're making them day in and day out,
yeah, okay.
They get locked in.
Yeah. Mm.
And obviously we free pour. Yeah, yeah. Honest, so we don't use like pourers or anything like that.
That'll just slow you down.
Yeah. And we don't want to slow down the drinking.
Yeah. There is the legal side of it as well. So all of our staff do free pouring tests before their shift.
Okay.
Of course.
That covers us. So their counts. So we do counts of Las Iguanas.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so up to 8. So our Long Island is an 8 count of Long Island mix, a 2 count of lime.
Yeah.
Sorry, lemon even.
Lemon.
And yeah.
And am I correct in thinking then a free pour, I'm usually going to get a little bit more than...
Maybe.
So, yeah. That'd be the law. We would never do that. We can't overpour.
No.
John, we can't say yes, we can't say no.
By law, no.
But we do give out free shots for people sometimes. So really? Come and see us at the bar.
I'll see
us.
I'm coming.
If it's like your birthday, what if it's your birthday? Do you get a free shot on your birthday?
We even better.
Exactly. Really? Talk us through it.
So if you sign up to our Las Iguanas newsletter,
yeah.
Okay.
Normally about 3 weeks, 4 weeks before your birthday, they send you out a little email.
Okay.
Welcome you to the restaurant for a free caipirinha. So that's made with the cachaça.
Oh, and nice.
Also, your favorite.
And also a free birthday meal.
Oh, lovely.
What? Yeah. You get a free meal?
Right. Yes. Yep. No, I do know that because we've been for free birthday meals. So, that's why we mean sometimes. That's so true. Yeah.
So you go once a year.
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Just for free.
I mean, I wasn't paying the bill anyway. It was with family. So.
And in Torquay as well, we like to make that experience even better. So we do a kite board.
Ooh,
so this,
what's
you
that?
Actually make the caipirinha at the table.
Oh.
So you make it yourself.
Like table side.
Yeah, yeah. So we teach you how to make it. So,
yeah,
we bring the ice, the little muddler, the glass.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, so then step by step. We teach you how to make one of our...
Teach you how to make a cocktail.
Yeah.
And that's for your birthday.
And then you get to drink it.
What an experience. I love that. You know, because, a lot of times you just kind of have a meal at home and mom makes spaghetti and so, and then it's all just fine.
Forgetty spaghetti, come to us.
Forgetty spaghetti.
Forget your spaghetti.
To Las Iguanas. I love it. But when you were talking about cheat sheets and you're talking about, you know, sending emails and stuff. Did you say that you guys have an app?
Yes. We do.
When did this come out?
Okay, so this app, it came out late last year.
Oh, okay.
So we're in the early stages, but already it has just blown up.
It's launched.
Really?
It's a rocket. Blown up.
It's Elon Musk's rocket that hasn't even come back to Earth yet. It's just keeping going. It's going and going and going.
So we like to post basically all of our special offers on there. At the moment, you can get 50% off when you dine in from a la carte menu.
That's
and that is to the 31st of January. And that is 7 days a week at the moment.
Yeah.
You can all you have to do is download that app, book in.
App is obviously just Las Iguanas, right?
It's called My Iguanas.
My Iguanas.
Of course.
Okay, so I'm getting the app, My Iguanas. How long is it going to take me to set things up? Am I going to be here for a half
couple
an hour?
Of
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Verify your email address.
And that's if you're slow.
Okay. So it's literally just verify my email. And immediately after that,
immediately.
I can go into Las Iguanas and get 50% off.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And come and have fun with us.
Is that every day and every hour of every day?
Yep. Oh, my gosh. And that's where you get your £4 burritos, all your offers on there. There's free cocktails we give out. There's free nachos at the moment.
Just make sure notifications are on because even while I sat here now, tapas Thursdays, free tapas dishes for $19.95.
Okay,
just pinged up on my phone.
Wow.
So is that kind of like time limited? It's just like for Thursdays, obviously.
Yeah, just Thursdays, that one. There's so much on there that you can
Because we do day. Rhythm of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically each day of the week, we do something different.
Okay.
So following from when we're going to stop like the £4 burritos coming into February, we're going to do £8 burritos every Monday.
Yeah, okay.
And then on Tuesday, it's 2-for-1 tortilla Tuesdays where you get 2-for-1 tortilla deals.
Yeah.
So you can go for those fajitas and you can pay for one, you get two when you pay for...
What's so
mix it up?
Yeah.
You pay for one, but you get two.
Yeah, if I pay for two, I'm getting one.
Yeah, no, that's a deal.
Where's the other three going?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, wow.
Then we have our brunches on late night brunches on Wednesday, where you can get for $25.95.
Yep.
And then
late night brunch.
Late night brunch.
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah. So,
late night brunch.
Bottomless brunch. Okay. She's like, you're so confused. So we do a bottomless brunch. Well, usually we do it as a student brunch.
Yeah,
okay. But there's not many students in Torquay, so we just do it as...
For everyone.
For everyone. Okay. We like to spread the love around.
Absolutely.
So you can come have a bottomless brunch and get it at a cheaper price at $25.95.
Incredible, incredible.
Yeah, amazing.
And then on Thursday...
Tapas Thursdays.
Yeah, nice.
So you can get three tapas for $19.95.
Very good.
And good old Friday, end of the week, we do... A Brazilian curry, so the behind, my favourite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Plus a caipirinha.
So what's in the curry? Like, what kind of flavours are we talking? Oh, anything to compare it to?
Coconut.
Oh, it's like,
oh, it's just...
Oh, my favourite, the karoo, which is the spicy one. Yeah. So you can get one curry and two caipirinhas for £15.
Okay, nice.
15 quid, absolute bargain.
And just to be clear, all these deals, because we're talking a lot here.
So
there's a
many
lot of
deals.
Everything that I want to see it. I want to see it all on a screen.
Yep.
I can just find that on the app.
You can.
Get it on the app. Go. Okay.
Just download the app.
Right.
Let's say it together,
my iguanas.
Download the app.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. No, that's brilliant. Thanks so much, guys, for coming in. Do you have any shout-outs for the team?
Well, obviously, our team at Torquay, absolutely amazing. No businesses without their team.
Exactly.
100%.
You can't go wrong.
Round of applause for the team.
That's amazing.
Do we have any specific names we want to throw out, or we don't want to do favourites?
We don't talk about favourites.
Yeah, but everyone that works at Las Iguanas is, definitely.
I want to throw out a name, but I don't know their name. But whoever the chef was, the chefs that cooked that meal today, I want to shout them out.
That was our head chef. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You.
And we've also got our area manager, which is absolutely fabulous.
Katie.
Katie Evans. The amazing Katie. Yeah.
So who are you you're holding GM. So who are you holding for? Is that Katie?
No, so I'm holding for Danny.
Danny, shout out
she's
Danny.
She's about to pop.
Hey, a little baby.
A little baby boy.
I'm
holding the fort.
The littlest iguana.
The newest iguana.
So cute. Yeah, so when's she due?
Any week.
Really?
Yeah, so any
next
day
couple
now.
Of weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay, well, congrats to you.
Congrats.
Danny,
Danny. Right, now we've got a quick round of either or. So you guys can play along on our stories this afternoon, time permitting. Ready? Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Right. Let's go. First one, well, I guess for both of you, just shout it out when you're feeling it. Ready? Martini, espresso or porn star?
Espresso. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The islands, the Caribbean or Southeast Asia?
Caribbean.
I've not been to either, but let's go Southeast Asia. I like it a bit different.
Yeah.
Dessert, pie or cake?
Cake. Oh, who doesn't like cake, eh? Who doesn't like the cake?
Oh, well, I think Mikey's a pie.
I reckon Mikey's a pie as well.
I love a bit of pie.
Josh, extra points. What cake?
Oh, cake.
Okay. It's too many
I like it's cake.
Like, he's got like a thousand yards there.
Like let's go to cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
I like the cheesecake.
You just took us down.
I know.
I do like a good cheesecake.
Oh, we serve cheesecake, guys.
Do you?
Yes, go on, Mikey, what sort of pie do you like?
I would say cherry pie.
Oh, lush. I love that. So, right, you're out on a Saturday, and you have to choose where you're going to have lunch. Obviously, Las Iguanas is in a deep clean, apparently. So do you choose a beach barbecue or a meadow picnic?
Definitely a barbecue.
Beach.
It's barbecue.
The
it
beers.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Nice. Sauce, salsa or guac?
Guac.
Salsa.
Guac.
Salsa.
Okay. Okay, that one was divisive.
That was easy.
Okay.
That was easy.
It's all right, guys. It's all right.
Okay. And the final one. Final question on this one. Everybody say it out loud. Where's the best food in Torbay?
Las Iguanas.
Get the app. Get the app.
Amazing. So a quick round of applause. That's for Mikey and Josh.
No, not cricket. No, that's cricket. Oops.
thank you very much for having us.
Guys, thank you very much for coming on. And
great.
Thank you for the food. And thank you for the...
Kishasa. Oh my god. Josh, I'm going to carry you around and put you in my pocket. Just so you can ask that name. I can't do it.
get a little whiskey flask.
Yeah.
It works with anything. You're having it with your Rio.
I'm having one right now with a Rio tropical soft drink. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, that's delicious. And yeah, they brought us some ting, grapefruit ting. Yeah. We love ting. So yeah, all right. Thanks, guys.
Guys, thank you. And thank you very much at home for listening.
Thank you.
Like and subscribe.
Amazing. Wow, that was fun. Did you get it across all your points?
On other news.
Right. So where are we?
Are we keeping that in?
No.
No.